For the next 3 years, Junior studied during the school year and returned to the police cadet program in the summers. On his graduation, cum laude, he immediately entered the police academy. 3 months later, he was graduated from there and, with most of the family watching, became a sworn officer of the Chicago Police Department. He had been on the job, doing what rookies do, for 6 months, when Grandfather Francis re-entered the picture. "Go federal," Grandpa advised. "The pay is better. Maybe the U.S. Marshals, or even the Secret Service." To which Byron, no longer universally known as Junior after he made good on a promise to knock his sister Ellen's husband, Charlie Mulrooney, on his ass the next time he called him that, replied that he had already looked into it, was thinking of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and going down that road was really thinking of getting a law degree. He told his grandfather he had talked to people at Loyola, and they not only were going to let him in the law school, but had arranged for him a job as a rent-a-cop on campus. Christ knew he couldn't go to college if he had to change shifts on the job every 3 months. Byron graduated, again with honors, and passed the bar examination on his first try. By then he had just turned 28, and had seen enough of the FBI to decide that wasn't for him. The Border Patrol looked interesting, but then he met a guy from the Drug Enforcement Administration whom his brother-in-law Charlie Mulrooney had been working with in narcotics. Stanley Wiskowski said Byron was just the kind of guy the DEA was looking for. He had been a cop, and he had a law degree, and he spoke passable Spanish. Actually, he spoke better than passable Spanish. He had the grammar down pat because he'd had Latin his last 2 years at St. Rose's and his first two at Cristo Rey, and then he'd had 2 years of Spanish at Cristo Rey. Somebody had tipped him that if you had Latin, Spanish was the easiest language, and 4 more years of it at Loyola. And he had polished his colloquial Spanish with a young lady named Maria Gonzalez, with whom he'd had an on-and-off carnal relationship for several years when he was at Loyola. Wiskowski said if Byron wanted, he'd ask his boss. Byron J. Timmons, Jr. entered the Federal Service 2 weeks later as a GS-7. On his graduation from the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center at Glencoe, Georgia, he received both his credentials as a Special Agent of the Drug Enforcement Administration and a promotion to GS-9 because of his law degree. He was initially assigned to Washington, D.C. The DEA is part of the Department of Homeland Security, where he understood they wanted to have a look at him. 2 months later, they offered him his choice of the legal section, which carried an almost automatic promotion to GS-11 after 2 years, or the field. He had seen what was going on in the legal department. Pushing papers held absolutely no appeal. So he chose the field. That wasn't the answer they wanted. They reminded him of the automatic promotion that came with the legal section and told him that the only vacancies in the field were in El Paso, Los Angeles, Miami, Mexico City, and Asunción, Paraguay. Timmons didn't like the sound of El Paso, Mexico City, or Los Angeles, and had only the vaguest idea of where in hell Asunción, Paraguay even was. So when he said Miami, he was not very surprised that they sent him to Asunción, Paraguay. They were really pissed that he had turned down the legal section. Twice. No regrets, though. He wanted to be a cop, not a lawyer preparing cases for prosecution by the Justice Department. Specifically, he wanted to be a drug cop. In Byron's mind, there wasn't much difference between a guy who did murder one, roughly defined as with premeditation or during the course of a Class 1 felony like armed robbery, and some guy who got a kid started on hard drugs. In both cases, a life was over. If there was a difference, in Byron's mind, it was that the drug bastards were the worse of the two. A murder victim, or some convenience store clerk, died right there. Tough, but but it was over quick. It usually took a long time for a drug addict to die, and he almost always hooked a lot of other people before he did. If that wasn't multiple murder, what was? Not to mention the pain a drug addict caused his family. Another difference was that dealing in prohibited substances, even for the clowns, standing on a street corner peddling nickel bags of crack, paid a lot better than sticking up a bank did. And that was the problem. Money. It was bad in the States, where entirely too many cops went bad because they really couldn't see the harm in looking the other way for 15 minutes in exchange for a year's pay. And it was even worse here. Byron knew too much about the job to think that when he came to Paraguay, he personally was going to be able to shut off the flow of drugs, or even to slow it down very much. But he thought that he could probably cost the people moving this stuff a lot of money, and maybe even send a few of them to the slam. He'd had some success. Nothing that was going to see him named DEA Agent of the Year or anything like that, but enough to know that he was earning his paycheck and making the bad guys hurt a little. Making them hurt a little was better than not making them hurt at all. And that was why he was pissed now that it looked like the goddamn highway police were going to make him miss his plane. He was going to Buenos Aires to see an Argentine cop he'd met. Truth being stranger than fiction, an Irish Argentine cop by the name of Liam Duffy. Duffy's family had gone to Argentina at about the same time as Grandfather Francis's parents had gone to the States. Duffy was a comandante, major, in the Gendarmería Nacional, Argentina. They wore brown uniforms, not blue, and looked more like soldiers than cops. Most of the time they went around carrying 9mm submachine guns, but cops they were, and from what Timmons had seen, far more honest cops than the Policía Federal. That was part of the good thing he had going with Liam Duffy. The other part was that Duffy didn't like drug people any more than he did.